Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there a ceasefire or not in Syria? Connor Finnegan joining us from the State Department. Connor, even though yesterday we heard about the ceasefire, a temporary halting of the arms, we've heard reports overnight about gunfire and explosions in that area.
Morning, Brian. We're hearing the same reports from war monitors and some reporters on the ground that there's been intermittent clashes, some shelling, gunfire in these key cities that Turkey holds in northern Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about that this morning and declined to take reporters' questions. But I think it's a sign that there will be difficulty in actually implementing this joint statement from the U.S. and Turkey that was reached after hours of negotiation between Vice President Pence and Turkish President Erdogan yesterday, in large part because it didn't include the Kurdish forces on the ground. Those clashes, it's hard to know who is responsible for them. Those local Kurdish forces say that it is actually Turkey that is responsible, and those Turkish opposition groups, those Syrian forces that are aligned with Turkey. But President Erdogan a short while ago just denied that Turkey has been responsible for any of the fighting that we've seen overnight.
Connor, it's not unusual to hear about clashes, though, right? During ceasefires?
Yeah, I think that kind of, you know, back and forth, some small gunfire is not totally unusual. I think the larger issue here, though, is that there's still a disagreement, really, over what this deal, this joint statement that was reached, actually means. Turkey says that it is a buffer zone, essentially 20 miles deep into Syria from its border, throughout all of northeastern Syria. The U.S. and those local Kurdish forces that we once supported disagree with that. They say that Turkey can't really implement a ceasefire in areas that it doesn't control, that this is actually limited to where Turkey has already successfully gained territory in their operation. And so I think we may see more clashes because there is this disagreement over where the ceasefire zone actually is.
Ceasefire only lasts for so long. What's expected to happen after?
Well, according to the agreement that was reached, there's a 120-hour window, a five-day period, where during that time there's supposed to be a pause in the conflict that would allow the Syrian Kurdish forces to withdraw with U.S. assistance. If that successfully happens, Turkey says they will halt their operations. And if that happens, the U.S. says that they will then remove the sanctions that the White House placed on Turkish officials on Monday. There's a lot of ifs in there, and I think what's important to note, too, is that it's really in Turkey's favor. They would essentially get all the things that they wanted. They get control of this buffer zone south of their border. The Kurds would disarm and move out of this area, and ultimately they would avoid U.S. sanctions if they follow through.
Connor, thanks for the update. That's Connor Finnegan live at the State Department.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.